Dr. Eileen Marty is a professor of infectious diseases at Florida International University, and we're lucky enough to tap into her expertise every week here on the broadcast. Doc, how you doing this morning?
Fielding phone calls.
Yeah, I'll bet you are. So much to get to. Let me start with these plans to gradually reopen businesses in some states. How do you feel about this? Can the plan be successful, what we're doing now?
Well, it would be really great if everyone came together and had an ideal plan. What's happening right now is that in different zones, because of the structure of our governmental system, in different zones, it's being done with a lot of care and concern, and in others, not so much. The rules aren't as strict. So we're going to be seeing a difference in the impact of opening up depending on how well thought out the plans are. And that's really the issue, is can we open up in such a way that we can function, that we can be economically sound, and that we can be as safe as possible.
Here in Illinois, Governor Pritzker said that without a vaccine or widespread immunity, the option of returning to normalcy does not exist. Do you agree with that?
Well, what he's talking about is completely normal. So, no, I have to agree with what he's saying. We cannot be completely normal until we have a vaccine or an antiviral that functions as a pre- or post-exposure tool to basically the same effect as a vaccine, keeping us from getting sick, keeping us from spreading it to others. So, and that's going to be a while. But that doesn't mean that we can't have some level of going back and having some kind of contact. Now, I'll be frank with you. One of the things I have to do this afternoon is I'm working on the floor plans of how we're going to have students at the medical school, and if we follow the strict 360 degrees, 6 foot for every student, without any other aspect of trying to make plexiglass or something, it's almost doable. We just don't have that much space that would allow us to function normally. So we're going to have to be very creative and find some other way of maintaining safety and yet bringing people close to being face-to-face without risking their health.
I know you've been talking to a lot of mayors and business people about restaurants as well. And as far as opening those places, other than the seating, does something have to be done with the various air conditioning systems?
Thanks for asking that question. Yes, in fact, just yesterday I was at one of our local restaurants to see how they were organizing things and seeing how it matches our plans, right? Because there's a heck of a lot more than just eating. There's obviously the hygiene. There's, as you mentioned, there's aspects of the HVAC systems, plumbing, having ways of people to keep their hands clean throughout the process. In fact, we were sort of brainstorming ways in which to do that without having to alter the plumbing. That actually worked out very well, some of the ideas we had in mind. We have to have appropriate disposal bins that have lids that are touchless in order to get rid of possibly contaminated things from people's hands. And just really, really a tremendous attention to detail. We need to have a supervisory kind of procedure. We talk about meeting every morning and assessing what happened the day before and making plans for the next day based on whatever happened the day before to make things better, to make things smoother each and every day until such time as we have a rhythm going in every location so that they can maybe space that out as every 2 days, every 3 days, et cetera. We're talking about phasing what can be done in the first phase with a more limited number of clients. A lot of course, the restaurants are operating mainly as takeouts, and that's helping them get through this. But it's a complicated thing, assuring that their workers are safe. And then their workers, it becomes very complicated because of HIPAA issues as well. So we're struggling with that aspect of, you know, making sure the employees are healthy and the HIPAA issues involved with, you know, them disclosing health information to us. So, and
restaurants with outdoor seating, I imagine that would be easier and safer, correct?
Yes. In fact, we have two separate plans. We have the outdoor restaurant plan and the indoor restaurant plan. But of course, then you have to take into consideration climatic aspects of, you know, where that restaurant is. Is it too hot to be outside? Then what do you do? What would happen if you have a fan? Wouldn't you be blowing somebody's germs onto somebody else's table? How do you control for that? We're actually looking at every little detail we can to figure out how to make it safe and pleasant and an enjoyable experience. And that's a challenge.
Back to the vaccine issue. Pfizer said they could have a vaccine in 4 months. That was a report yesterday. How realistic is that?
It's not realistic at all. What they're talking about is having something that they could test in that really amount of time, because the reality is you're going to be hearing a lot of companies saying they've got the miracle vaccine or they've got the miracle cure, and the you know, the proof is in the pudding, right? You've got to go through and take the steps that we have to take. We are going to be able to cut a few corners in terms of the review process and how it happens, but the reality is we still need whatever is done to be actually safe and actually effective, right? Mm-hmm. And there's absolutely no way that in 4 months Pfizer is going to have and distribute a vaccine that's both safe and effective for our population. It just can't be done.
There was some scary news yesterday about a mutant coronavirus emerging, even more contagious than the original. What do you know about that?
Yeah, there's been a number of mutations identified in the virus. And even early on, at the beginning of March, China had already identified two distinct types. And you know, we looked at the slight genetic variations between these two types, one being more aggressive than the other. And that's a natural process. This is what happens when an organism that reproduces as quickly as virus does and tends to make, you know, mistakes as it reproduces, there's going to be some mutations that are advantageous to the virus, disadvantageous to us. And unfortunately, some of the mutations that we're seeing are in that spike protein, which a lot of the people who are making vaccines are targeting. So that's a challenge for making both a good antibody drug against this virus and for making a good vaccine that's going to actually have a long-term benefit for anyone. So, yeah, that's one of the other challenges that we have right now is the mutations that we're observing with this virus.
There is news about a Hong Kong airport being the first to try out this full-body disinfectant machine. Is this the future of airports everywhere, Doctor?
We're going to have something like that until we have either a safe vaccine or a safe and effective vaccine or a good antiviral. You know, these kinds of ideas are worth exploring. And if they can do these full body decontaminations safely and quickly so that you don't hamper the flow of traffic, there might be a way to go for a while. Yeah.
By the way, how are we supposed to eat in a restaurant if we're wearing a mask? Have you figured that out yet?
Yes, the plan is that you would wear a mask when you're not at your own personal table. So once you're at the table, you can remove the mask. Now, the recommendation is also that people are seated facing each other 3 feet apart, which works fine if you only have two people at a table. But it's quite the challenge the way most restaurants are organized. So The plan right now is that if you are from the same household, if you live together and are already exchanging whatever germs you might have, that we could seat you in as many as six people and be closer together because clearly you're already sharing your viruses. But if you're from a different household, then you're going to have this three-foot distance face-to-face, and you're not going to be able to really seat four people at a table. Unless it's a really big table.
Well, Professor, thanks as always. I'll let you go back to saving the world now. Appreciate your time as always, though.
Thanks, Bob. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
All right. We'll check in with you next week. It's Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University.